The strategic goal of this plan is to manage for a stable mountain lion population.
That's Matt Yamashita, Area Wildlife Manager for Colorado Parks and Wildlife, at a February meeting in Glenwood Springs, where he and other staff rolled out a proposed mountain lion management plan for the western part of the state. The plan calls for combining 13 existing data analysis units, or DAUs, into two regions, the Northwest and the Southwest regions, which Yamashita says better accounts for mountain lion range.
As we have more and more research on this species, we're starting to find out that mountain lions, they function and they exist on a much larger landscape than we're currently managing them on. So it's more appropriate to manage them in a larger scale that fits what they're actually doing out there in the wild.
Management is based on harvesting or killing mountain lions. The CPW plan calls for different harvest limits and thresholds in each DAU, plus a different plan for a special management area around Glenwood Springs. Yamashita says that since 2004, mountain lion population across western Colorado has been on the rise.
Since 2004, in addition to that, based on staff numbers on some of the forms that we're capturing some of this on, the calls that are coming into our offices, we're also seeing that there's been a measurable rise in mountain lion-human conflict in several areas, specifically in areas around Eagle County, Roaring Fork Valley, which is part of the special management area.
Basically, the plan calls for killing mountain lions to increase mule deer populations and to reduce human-lion conflicts while keeping the mountain lion population stable. The plan details age, gender, and the amount of mountain lions to be harvested and allows hunters to use mouth-operated and electronic calls and hounds, rifles, handguns, archery weapons, crossbows, and shotguns to attract and kill the animals. But Dr. John Landre, whose study of prey abundance in mountain lions in northwestern Utah and southern Idaho was part of the research used in developing CPW's plan, calls the objectives used in management plans across the West the four horsemen of the predator apocalypse.
Their first one is concerns that if we don't hunt them with a sport hunt, somehow they're just going to become too numerous. They're going to overrun our state. And the second one, obviously, is the fear they want to instill in us that somehow these animals are dangerous to us. And then the third one is that not only are they dangerous to us, but they're dangerous to our livestock. And fourthly, which is a very important one for the game departments, is that hunters and thus the game personnel look at them as competition for what hunters consider to be their deer.
In a study published in February of this year, Landre and a colleague, using the same data that wildlife agencies use across the West, including Colorado, compared them to California, which does not allow mountain lion hunts.
We should see lower population densities of mountain lions in California. We should see a higher per capita level of human mountain lion conflicts. We should see a higher level of depredation in both sheep and cattle. And lastly, we should see fewer deer in California. The findings of the study indicate that indeed we reject all four of those predictions, all four of those hypotheses.
CPW's proposed plan, he adds, could result in more mountain lion-human conflicts.
They're taking the largest portion of the population possible and turning them into irresponsible cats, simply because they're killing their mothers during that time of the year when these animals will still be dependent on their mothers. It's going to increase the number of conflicts. They're going to have just the exact opposite effect.
Delia Malone, local ecologist and chair of Sierra Club in the Roaring Fork Valley, agrees. She told KDNK that trophy hunting mountain lions contradicts CPW's goal of human safety.
The research shows us very clearly that when we trophy hunt the big adult lions that are maintaining a stable population, we increase conflict. Juveniles move in. There's a gap. There's a hole. And those juveniles, number one, they're not as adept at hunting, so they turn to livestock. They also tend to kill any stable females that are in the area, because by killing the female, they just disrupt the system.
She adds that the agency needs to look at non-lethal management strategies. But at the February meeting, Matt Yamashita nixed non-lethal methods because he says they don't work.
We've tried running them with hounds. We've tried chasing them out of areas. We've tried hazing them out of areas. And we're not seeing a decline in the number of human conflicts in these areas.
So, for CPW, hunting mountain lions appears to be the go-to management option. John Landre says predators in the West have become a political population, meaning they're managed according to agency needs.
These are political entities, and so it's not so much what people think of mountain lions and wolves, it's what these agencies think of mountain lions and wolves. And for mountain lions and wolves, the political landscape is a flat no.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife is taking public comment on the West Slope Mountain Lion Management Plan until April 12th. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.